With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I had my girlfriend, now wife, make me a meal with pesto. And I'd never had it before, but I read it in Sports Illustrated that Dwight Evans of the Red Sox would have pesto before every home game. And I said to my my girlfriend at the time, can you make pesto? She's Italian. She goes, yeah. And I fell in love with her. Just because she made pesto. Yes, Eden.
I once brought home a tiny, like, baby food jar full of pesto from a farm I was at and gave it to you.
Yes.
And you said, quote, this might be the nicest thing you've ever done for me.
That is true.
It was just a little tiny jar of pesto, but it, like, it touched you.
Yes, it did.
Tell, because you just love
pesto. Yes, it did. Yes, Paul.
I'm on the road sometimes, and I'll send you pictures of pesto. I remember I was in Rhode Island. I said, Dan, you got to go to this place. Yes. Pesto. What is pesto, Dan? You know, but America doesn't. Basil leaves, garlic, pine nuts, olive oil, salt, and Parmesan mixed together.
Yes. It's heaven is what it is.
Back to you.
Yes. All of our recipes can be found on the website, danpatrick.com.
Is there a pesto fest or a pesto stroll? Paul, you're on top of strolls and fests.
I haven't gone to one in 2023, but I will look
pesto
it up.
Pesto fest.
I was thinking about a pesto moonshine.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Dude, I'm not against that at all.
I'm just throwing that out there with the tailgate moonshine. And by the way, we'll have some news coming up next week on how you can order Azalea Moonshine. That's our next batch on tailgate moonshine. Yes, Paul.
Since you asked, Seton, the Pesto World Championships are this summer in Genoa, Italy, as usual. A hotbed of pesto.
Who's with me?
And I am.
There is a pesto festival in Western New York State also this summer. I'll keep you up to date.
By the way, sign up for the newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com. Put your email address in the box that slides out. Bottom right corner. Good to go. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. All of that forthcoming. Once again, thank you for downloading the app, the Peacock app, to be able to watch this program all 3 hours. And it's free. This content, we couldn't charge you for that, could we? And our radio affiliates, including iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and nearly 400 cities around America. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. Tonight, San Diego State, Alabama, Miami, Houston, Princeton, Creighton, Xavier, and Texas. Coming up a little bit, a couple of guests from CBS Sports. Seth Davis, who was on the set last night, will join us. And Clark Kellogg, Special K, will join us as well. Let's see. A couple of things that we need to address. I'll give you the point spreads according to DraftKings. You can bet on a buzzer beater in the Sweet 16. Any game-winning buzzer beater in the Sweet 16, DraftKings, yes, plus 1,000. And we had it last night with Gonzaga and UCLA, and it sounded like this.
Strother will get it in. Salas picks it up. Clock starts. 11 seconds. Salas across the timeline. Pitch it back. Strother. Deep three from the top of the key. Got it! Oh, he hit it! Strother from the top. 7 seconds left. Campbell on the run. Into the front court. Drives the right side. Stripped away. Strother's got it. Fouled with 1.1 to go.
That's how it sounded last night on Westwood One. San Diego State is getting 7.5 against Alabama. Miami, 7.5 against Houston. Princeton getting 10 versus Creighton, and Xavier getting 4.5 versus Texas. So a little bit wider margins with the point spreads for these games. And I liken March Madness the last couple of years, certainly as you get to this point in the tournament, it's like a blind date. When you tune into the game, you're not quite sure what you're going to get. You may not know the players, and you may not even know the storylines. And the blind date can be great or it can be bad. You know, Arkansas getting blown out, that wasn't a good blind date last night. But Gonzaga and UCLA, that was a great blind date. Even Florida Atlantic against Tennessee, you had a couple of great blind dates last night. And K-State is fun to watch. Now, they have all the elements of Cinderella, but they're a 3-seed. Hard to call a 3-seed a Cinderella, but they do feel like that. Like you got the 5'8 point guard, Marquise Noel. He's from New York. So from Manhattan and plays in Manhattan, Kansas. And here he has an Isaiah Thomas moment where he rolls his ankle and you're wondering, oh my God, is this guy going to be able to play second half? Isaiah Thomas is there. In fact, he's asked this question about Isaiah Thomas after the game.
A couple of people said before the alley-oop to Keontae, you looked at the crowd and said, watch this. Can you confirm or deny that?
Dang, I got to watch what I say. I mean,
so
I'll be in the zone.
Okay.
Yeah, I was talking to Isaiah Thomas because I think he had a friend over there. And he was rooting for them. And I'm like, y'all not going to win today. And I just kept looking at him for some, you know, added motivation. But, you know, it was nothing but cool vibes with them over there.
The Wildcats are led by Keontae Johnson and Marquise Noel. Johnson came to Kansas State after 4 seasons at Florida. In his junior year, he collapsed on the floor, and he was sidelined for 2 years. He could have taken out a $5 million life insurance policy with the NCAA if he never played again. He turned down the offer and went to Kansas State. And Noel was unbelievable. He had 20 points, 19 assists. He had 27 against Kentucky. That's a new record for assists in a game. He's 5'8", but, man, he's got a lot of fire to him. He's fun, and he's not afraid. I remember when John Calipari, after Kentucky lost, he talked about the little guy, I think, and he later apologized for that because Kentucky needed some players like Marquise Noel. And there's a lot of teams, you don't know the players because, you know, the way, you know, college basketball is right now. The great players are there for 1 year, so you only get to know them for about 4 months. And, you know, Drew Timmy has been there, it feels like, 7 years. He is a true senior, which is really rare. But I think when you see the mustache and the headband, it's out of, you know, a Will Ferrell movie. You know, like, oh, yeah, that guy, he'll be the goofy guy on the floor. And then you watch him play, and he has incredible footwork. And I liken it to Kevin McHale. If you're old enough to remember Kevin McHale, he didn't jump, but he had long arms, and he had great footwork. He's one of the best post-position players in the history of the game. He had this ability to get you off balance, and then he was able to score. And Timmy can, you know, he can shoot better than Kevin could. You know, he can take you out to 3-point range. So it's fun, but I feel like every single game I'm watching, it feels like this is a blind date. Not quite sure, but for the most part, usually ends with a bang.
Whoa. Early. Kids in their car. Any of you guys ever been on a true blind date?
Yes.
Like where you never met the person until you walked into the restaurant?
I went on a blind date where the woman was blind.
Oh.
And she was great. We became friends throughout college. She was legally blind.
Did you tell her you're 6'7" and look like Robert Redford?
I said, I'm a really good looking guy.
Now, guys, I get to make the jokes here. I'm allowed to
you
make
have
the jokes.
You have one good eye, so you can do that.
Half the jokes.
Yes, yes. But she was a wonderful woman. So I went on a blind date.
She arrived at the restaurant alone? How'd that work?
Well, she went with her girlfriend. And then, so it was a double date. No. It was.
Play's going to play.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah. It was a double date. And so her name was Amy. She was a very nice woman.
Her name wasn't Sienna?
Oh, wow.
I can make that joke.
Okay. All right.
Rarely do I get this opening.
I don't like the optics of this, Paul.
Oh. All right, there you go. Okay. There you go. Actually, took me a second. Embarrassed.
Oh, look who's wearing their Husky t-shirt. Yeah, Marv. Okay. And Todd's wearing his Husky jeans.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There we go.
It's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
That's just a callback from yesterday.
10 minutes in. Here we go.
To see how many groups we can insult in one thing. We're making fun of blind people. We're making fun of...
I'm not making fun of... I said I had a blind date.
I was.
You're fat shaming now?
Fritzy's mom called him Husky. Not me.
And that's what they called the jeans back then. Yes. At least at the place that I went to. I don't know why we went there.
You got Husky jeans.
Try on these Huskies.
Hey, Seton, stop making fun of Todd.
Hey, I tried the slim ones. I couldn't get it past my kneecap, so that wasn't happening. I got to know where my bread's buttered. Hey. It's the Husky section.
Hey, Husky. Yeah, Marv feeling pretty good about... Boy, that was... I mean, UConn, to me, has played better than anybody in the tournament. I thought it might be competitive. It felt like Arkansas turned into Kentucky, where you go, they got a lot of talent, but that looks like they're in disarray. And they had close early, and then all of a sudden, Connecticut looked dominating. Yeah, Marv.
The first 4 minutes, boy, my palms were sweating.
Yeah.
Then about 5 minutes in, this is a wrap.
Just a little sweaty.
Yeah, there's not a lot of sweat. I mean, your palms.
Oh, no. Sweating.
Now you're disrespecting the small hands community also?
The small handed?
Yes.
Anti-smallest?
Yeah. Is there a small hand community? Wouldn't it be great? You belong to a club, Mensa. What do you belong to? Small hands club.
Little hands across America.
Just takes more.
Yes. A lot. We need more members.
Yeah, you just need a lot more people.
Florida Atlantic, they said we're not a Cinderella, but fifth team seeded ninth or lower to reach the Elite Eight in the last three tournaments. So you had St. Peter's. They were a 15. Miami was a 10 last year. Oregon State, 12. UCLA, 11 in 2021. At least one team seeded ninth or lower has reached the Elite Eight in six of the last seven tournaments.
Oh! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
And in case you're not sure, Florida Atlantic, not on the Atlantic, but Boca Raton, close to... That what was Coastal Carolina wasn't on the coast.
They're like 6 miles away from the water.
Yeah.
Adjacent to
that,
the Atlantic.
Yeah, it's kind of like a neighborhood called second base. You know, you're kind of in the area, Coastal Carolina. They're probably dancing in the streets of Boca Raton this morning. Yes,
they're actually doing the Hora, since it's in Boca. A lot of the Jewish people are living there, so they're kind of dancing around the team in a circle.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Peter King is still leading, but he won't be because he's got Marquette. Adam Sandler is second. He's got Houston. John Smoltz. He's got Gonzaga. Fritzy and John Daly are tied for fourth. They have Houston winning it all. Let's see. Anybody else? We had over 10,000 fans enter the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. And once again, last place, Rebecca Lowe. Second to last, Darius Rucker. Third to last is Josh Duhamel, the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. You know, it's so long ago, or feels so long ago, that I filled it out that I don't even remember. But I know that I'm not in the top and I'm not in the bottom, so I'm like, okay, I'm good. Yes, Seton.
Not only does it feel like a long time ago that I filled mine out, it feels like a long time ago since mine was even relevant. Because really, after the first weekend, it was pretty much gone.
Fritzy just sent me a note. Go ahead, I'll let you say it, because I think it's cute.
Where do you think the Tiny Hand Club meets annually for their gathering?
Where, Todd?
That would be Palm Springs.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, sometimes they go to Palm Beach, but you can
and
go to
Palm... Palm Desert. There's a lot of palms. They started Palm Springs. Okay. Marv's not having any of that right now.
No, he's not.
But UConn won, no, so everyone's in a good mood. He's got this T-shirt on and everything.
He's got his, you gave him a UConn Husky T-shirt.
I was scrolling through Instagram, and that popped up, and I'm like, that would look great on Marvin Prince, and I think he'd appreciate an old... He likes the old school kind of stuff. I'm like, I'm getting that.
Yes, Marv.
I love it that it's Husky singular and not plural.
I know.
This makes it even better. So thank you, Todd.
Yes.
You're welcome.
So it's not UConn Huskies. You got him a UConn.
It's a UConn Huskies related shirt. It's got like an old school logo and it's just, there's something like retro about it. I'm like, that's...
Is it bootleg? Because it's got one N instead of two in the UConn. It's a little off.
I can't speak to that. I was wondering why it was $2.99, but I didn't, you know, read it. The shipping was more than the shit. I'm like, that's weird.
All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Coming up next, we'll talk to Seth Davis from CBS, get his thoughts on what happened last night and what he thinks will happen later on tonight.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Seth Davis, CBS Sports college basketball analyst. He joins us every year at this time. Senior writer for The Athletic. Good to see you again, Seth. Give me the result last night that surprised you the most.
Well, good morning to you. I can't say I was surprised by any of them, to be honest. I did go 4-0 in my picks last night for The Athletic, so I should just disappear right now because that will never happen again. You know, Florida Atlantic, I'm a big believer, Dan, that winning is a habit. And they've now won 34 games to three losses. And people, I would hope that we've come far enough to understand that it's not because they're in a bad league. Conference USA is actually not a bad league. As mid-major leagues go, it's about as good as there is. And they dominated all season long. You know, as a story, Kansas State is hard to beat. They only had two players coming back from a program that had a job opening for a reason. And Jerome Tang came in and brought in a whole bunch of new guys. They were picked to finish last in the Big 12 at the start of the season for a good reason. And they have been great all year. It's not like, oh, my God, they got hot late and are on this amazing tournament run. They have been good all season long. And you saw last night, you know, the power of having the two best players in a game. Now, of course, game went to overtime. They could have easily lost, obviously. But it's been an amazing story for them. So and then, you know, UConn to me, I think UConn and Alabama have been the best two teams in the tournament. And after last night, I would probably put UConn 1, Alabama 2. Let's see how the tide looks tonight. So, yeah, it's just a great, great night of basketball and the crazy shot by Julian Strother of Gonzaga to end the night. Really, really unfortunate for UCLA after the amazing season they've had for them to be down two starters at this point in the season. They were gassed the whole way. The fact that they took Gonzaga to the edge like that is an incredible tribute to Mick and those kids. So it's been a fun tournament.
It's almost like we've redefined what a Cinderella is. Now, I talked to, you know, Princeton's head coach, and he said, we're embracing Cinderella, where Florida Atlantic is not. They're like, no, we belong here. Kansas State, as a three seed, has a Cinderella feel to them, which is pretty amazing. I don't know if any of these other schools would be defined as Cinderellas in previous years, and maybe not now.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I would agree with you. I mean, you know, we could talk about San Diego State, you know, being a Mountain West school. I mean, they're a five seed. So if that's, we're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel for Cinderella there. You know, I mean, I've said many times, Dan, San Diego State is the best mid-major program in the country outside of Gonzaga. They are really, really good every year. And let's not forget, in 2020, when the tournament canceled, they were headed for a one or a two seed. Yeah. So they've been good now for many, many years, being able to replenish their roster, you know, going back to the Kawhi Leonard teams of Steve Fisher, transferring that from Steve Fisher to Brian Dutcher and continuing that success. That doesn't usually happen. If you're in the Sweet 16, I mean, I understand Princeton is a 15 seed and we call them a Cinderella. But I mean, if you didn't know anything about the teams and you watched that Princeton-Missouri game, you didn't know anything about them, where they're ranked, where they were seeded, what league they were in. You'd say, oh, yeah, Princeton's a better team. I mean, they just dominated them physically. So, yeah, I think we're long past the point of thinking along those lines, but it's an incredible story. You know, Ivy League champ is a number 15 seed, and what FDU did to beat Purdue is a 16 beating a 1. That's going to happen again. We now know it's only a matter of time and probably not a very long time before a 16 seed reaches the Sweet 16. It's been the trajectory of the sport, really, since I've been covering it now, which I hate to say is a good 30 years and increasing fast.
Seth Davis, CBS Sports, college basketball analyst and senior writer for The Athletic, joining us on the program. It feels like those teams, those schools that have players who stay longer than 1 year, they're the most dangerous. And you know, Kentucky proved that for many, many years. They would have one and done and tons of talent, and they'd go on to make millions and millions of dollars in the NBA. But they didn't have great success deep into the tournament. Are we changing the blueprint for success in college basketball?
Yeah, I think that's another thing that's been happening. I mean, if you look at 2012, the Kentucky champ, that was Anthony Davis, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. 2015 was Duke with Jahlil Okafor, Tyus Jones, Justice Winslow. Those were all freshmen. So those were two freshman-leaning teams. Now, they did have older players that were there as, you know, they're kind of glue guys and the like. But they were heavily reliant on one-and-done type talents. That's really been it. You know, after that, it's really teams like, you know, Jay Wright's Villanova's teams and the older, you know, North Carolina team and, you know, right on down the line, Kansas last year. You got to be older. And now, Dan, we're in a point where college basketball has never been this old because of the extra COVID year that these players are getting. So, and then their ability to transfer without having to sit out has, I think, helped, you know, sort of water find its level, where players are going to places where they can play and they can be exposed and they can have the best experience. I mean, people talk about the downsides to that, but I think the upsides really outweigh the downsides of giving everybody the ability to find the place that fits them best. So, yeah, I mean, like the Duke-Tennessee game last week was a great example. I mean, Duke just looked really young. Yeah. Tennessee was older, more physical, and that's why they're still playing. I think a lot of these teams tonight, Texas, one of the oldest teams in the country, and not just being old, Dan, but having continuity from year to year. You can get old in the transfer portal by bringing in a bunch of old players, but if you have old players who have played together for a couple of years, that's really the sweet spot that I think teams are looking for.
Drew Timmy has 7 career tournament games with at least 25 points. So tied with Bill Bradley and Oscar Robertson for third most all-time. Elvin Hayes and Jerry West tied for first with 8. So he can reach that with the next game. How will college basketball remember Drew Timmy?
So that's pretty good company right there.
Yes, for Drew. Yes.
That's not too bad. What is that?
And I think he's got another year of eligibility.
He does, and he won't use it. I'm trying to talk him into coming back to Kama. And NIL money, man. Come on. But He's made pretty clear that he's gone. Yeah, I mean, you know, Drew's going to be remembered for his personality as much as anything. I mean, he just plays the game with great joy, great verve. I'm not a fan of dropping F-bombs on TV, but that is his personality. You know, it's funny. He was kissing Julian Strother last night. He's like, I'm the biggest Julian Strother fan, because if that shot didn't go in, all we'd be talking about right now were his 2 missed free throws.
Yeah.
It's funny how fate intervenes, but you know, he's been a great player and he's been in a great program. Like, we just take this Gonzaga thing for granted. I would challenge anybody to find me another example anywhere in sports, anywhere, of this happening, where this little private Jesuit school in Spokane, Washington, playing in the West Coast Conference, is this dominant for this long. I mean, we're now going on 20 plus years since they made that initial run to the Elite Eight with Mark Few and everybody. And it's not just Mark. I mean, it's a total buy-in of the university, the alumni base, the donor base, the community. And then people say, well, their league and this and that. And well, now you look at their record in the NCAA tournament, and you can count on one hand and only need a couple of fingers of programs that are able to match that. And then people say, oh, they haven't won a championship. Are you serious? Like, first of all, they're one possession away, and they played in 2 championship games. They're one possession away against North Carolina. We are talking about Gonzaga University. So for Drew Timmy and that story for Gonzaga and Mark Few to be in the Elite Eight is fantastic. I will tell you with great confidence, the road ends here. They match up very poorly against UConn. Everybody matches up poorly against UConn with that two-headed monster at center. I love Drew Timmy. He's an incredible scorer. He is a pretty mediocre defender, and he's going to have he and the guys are going to have their hands full with Sonogo and Donovan Klingon on tomorrow.
Your thoughts on Rick Pitino at St. John's?
You know, when a coach, it used to be to the conversation, it used to be when a coach got a new job, I would sort of caution the fans to be patient, say, because the first thing he's going to do is look at high school juniors. So it's another year until his first class gets on campus. Then it takes a couple of years to develop, and you need a couple of good classes. So we're looking at a 3 to 5 year process. Now with that transfer portal, it's instantaneous. It's microwave. And what I can tell St. John's fans, who I know are very excited, is, you know, Rick Pitino's 70 years old. He's a young 70, and he's a 70-year-old with a chip on his shoulder and something to prove. He's been battered and beaten down and humiliated and dragged through the mud, and it got to the point where he didn't think he would ever have any opportunity to coach again, and he wanted it so badly. He coached in Greece for a couple of years, went to Iona, and so he's going into this with just incredible enthusiasm and edge. And now he can use that transfer portal. I mean, if you're a college basketball player and you got the chance to play for Rick Pitino at Madison Square Garden, are you kidding me? So he's going to instantly upgrade that roster, and he's going to coach the heck out of them. And the Garden is the Knicks are playing well, and St. John's is going to be back. I don't know if I'm through the looking glass here, what's going on, or if it's a dream. I don't want to wake up, because it's going to be exciting.
Good to talk to you again, Seth. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the tournament.
Love you, Dan.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Clark Kellogg joining us, the CBS college basketball analyst. Now, he was a great high school player, great college player, very good players. How long did he play in the NBA? Eight years?
I think 7 years.
Seven years.
Came in averaging 20 for the Pacers.
Okay, all right. Let's go around the room. The best player that Clark Kellogg faced in college, that might be hard because you have to remember who he was facing in the Big Ten. How about his entire career, the best player he ever faced? Todd, I'll start with you.
I'm going to say Larry Bird.
Okay. Seton?
Yeah, Larry Bird's a good one. That's where I was going.
All right. Marvin?
Magic.
Oh, okay. Paulie?
I'm going to throw up because he was such a great defensive player when Clark was in the pros. I'm going to go Hakeem Olajuwon.
Ooh. I'm going to go Larry Bird here. Let's bring in Clark Kellogg, the former Ohio State Buckeye. Indiana Pacer, the best player you played against was?
There were a ton of them in the early 80s. I got drafted in 82. Played only 5 years, guys. Really three when you think number of games because of my left knee giving up on me as far as playing basketball. But Bird clearly is on the list. But the hardest guy for me to defend was Bernard King.
Wow.
Yeah, because he was an unbelievable scorer. Had all the shots you needed to score from 20 feet and in. And it seemed like the Knicks at that time, Hubie Brown was coaching him. It seemed like they ran 65% of their plays for him.
I remember asking him because I think he was around 6'5". Clark, is that
it was 6'6". Yeah, I give him 6'6".
Okay.
Six and a half. Long arms, though, so played a little taller than what he was. But, man, he was relentless in attacking you and attacking the basket.
And I think he averaged 33 and a half 1 year. And what I said, how do you get your shot off against bigger guys, taller guys? He said he started to shoot as he's turning around.
Yes.
He didn't turn around to shoot.
No.
He went up and turned.
That's right.
And it was rare if you got a piece of his shot there. Underrated.
Yeah, his quick release. Yeah, very underrated. Tremendous score. Great tenacity and ferocity when it came to playing the game and scoring the basketball. So he was a difficult guy for me to deal with personally. Marcus Johnson was in his heyday too at that time and was problematic. But hopefully I made it tough for the guys who had to deal with me for that short time that I was in the league.
Well, you were too nice. I'm sure Larry Bird didn't trash talk you because you're a nice guy.
He was non-discriminatory in regards to who got.
Wait, what would he say to you? You're one of the nicest guys on the planet. What could
Well, I didn't get the brunt of it, as I've heard over the years. You know, get your hands off of me. It's going to be a long night. You know, that kind of stuff. You can't guard me. You know, and he would do it like a ventriloquist. Because you couldn't see his mouth move.
Was that because of the mustache?
That may have been part of it. But, man, I will tell you this. I mean, we had a game. We were struggling in the early 80s. Hadn't quite gotten. It was right before Reggie got there in 87 and then Smith's in 88 and the Davis boys. I was part of those teams as a broadcaster. Never got to play with Reggie, but I retired in 87. But there was a time when we actually – found a way to beat the Celtics. Didn't happen. I think we beat them once. I hit a last second shot. We played them tough in the game. Then had in the quirk of the schedule, sometimes you would play the same team back to back. One time at your place, and then you'd go there. And we had, I don't know if Bird had played well or if he was frustrated. Anytime he came back to Indiana, you sensed he was a little more focused. But anyway, we had played them well the night before, the game before, and then like within a few days, we had to go to the Garden, and he proceeded to drop 53 on me and whoever else was guarding him that night. And I'll never forget that. It was a different level of focus from one of the greatest players of all time.
Do you think we'll get somebody scoring 90 points in a game?
In the NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. Heck, I didn't think we were going to see a 16-1 in the tournament in my broadcasting career, and it's happened twice in 5 years, man. So I'm slowly but surely getting to the point where I won't say never.
Yeah.
I mean, the way the game is played now, Dan, I think it can happen. I mean, shoot, that's going 160, 170 more regularly than in past years. So, yeah, I think we'll probably see somebody approach 93 digits. I don't know, but 90 seems feasible at some point in the not too distant future.
I'm wondering if the blueprint for success in college basketball is maybe shying away a little bit more from the one and done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think you're seeing that shift. I do, because of the transfer portal, the additional COVID year that was added. I think expires next year, Dan, but it has created older teams. More older players, and some of the players that perhaps started at the non-power conference level by virtue of an additional year or two have become really good college players at 23 or 24 years old, and that has added to some of the parity we see. And I think you're right, because there are other avenues for guys who really aren't interested in going to college and want to get their pro career started, you know, with the G League and the Ignite team. So there are other pathways if you're not interested in taking the college route. I do think you're going to see a little more of that shifting away from one and done. I think for one, there some many of them will elect to just go straight to pursuing a pro career like you would in Europe. I mean, those young, you know, Doncic and other guys, they've been pros well before they got to the United States. I mean, at 15, 16 years old, they're identified and tapped by clubs, and then they begin their pro journey. And so I think you'll see a little more of that. And as a result, you will see some of what we've seen over the last decade and a half. And it's kind of been amplified, I think, the last 2 years. Part of it is COVID. Part of it is obviously the transfer portal.
Talking to Clark Kellogg, CBS Sports College basketball analyst. What surprised you last night?
The brilliance of Marquise Noel was just something to behold. I mean, to set a tournament record with assists in a game that Michigan State played well enough to win on most nights. I mean, the turnovers were a problem, and they couldn't corral Noel, and his brilliance shined through when it needed to most. That was special. I don't necessarily know if it was surprising, because he's been playing that way all season. For the most part, he's been carrying that team. He's the undisputed leader. I tell you what, the play Gonzaga called down one, that was a designated play, Dan. That was not this kid decided to shoot that three. They called that play.
That's the Villanova trailer play.
Yes, that's the Villanova trailer. Looked exactly like it. And that kid stepped into it, wasn't thinking about anything else but stroking that three. And that, me and Charles and Kenny were watching. I said, they called that play, you know, as it's unfolding, and he let it fly. We're like, what? And it just, that was mildly surprising to see that play call, not to attack the rim. You're down, what are you down there, two? You're down one or two there. You were down, I can't remember. I've lost my mind now. I can't remember if it was one or two. It was one. They were only down one. They went up two when he made it. So they're down one after Amari Bailey had hit that three. But to call that play, that was pretty surprising and gutsy and great theater.
But UCLA did defend it. They were ready for it. He hit the – I mean, they jumped out on it.
Yeah, but he was waved. He was like right at the – he was almost at half court. I mean, he was between the top of the three-point line and the half court logo. And it's really hard to – you're right. I think they did reasonably well defending it. But, man, he stepped into that thing with great confidence, and what a shot. What a game. What a finish.
What do you expect tonight? What would be surprising to you tonight?
Wow, that's a really good question. I don't know what would qualify as surprising. I'm just going to enjoy the ride, because we know, and we've already seen it this year, and we've seen it in past tournaments, that they're coming. It's hard to predict where they're going to come from and in what fashion to surprise them.
But like Princeton is a 10-point underdog against Creighton. Would that shock you?
No, it wouldn't shock me, because they are one of the best rebounding teams in the country. They've got multiple playmakers and shooters, and they're playing well. You know, you don't luck your way to the Sweet 16. You need some good fortune on occasion to win multiple games in the tournament. But the teams that get here are all capable of winning and advancing. So that wouldn't surprise me. I love Creighton, though. I love the way they've recaptured how they played early in the season. You know, the first six, seven, eight games, they were rolling. They were really rolling. Fun to watch. Extremely versatile and balanced offensively. Play at a good pace. Defensively, they've gotten better, particularly with Kalkbrenner in the middle, anchoring the paint form. They're not very deep. Basically play six and a half guys, but I really thought Creighton was a dark horse team to get to Houston as a sixth seed, and they've
they've
proven they're capable.
They have six and a half players. They have a player who's a half a player?
No, that's just a figure of speech.
Oh, man. Okay. I was thinking, Kansas State has one of those, and it's Marquise Noel. He's at 5'8". You know, there are certain guys that defy logic on the basketball floor. Right? There'd be times you'd go play and you'd go, how is that guy doing what he's doing, right?
Yeah, no doubt. When I first saw, I came out of high school in 79, one of the really outstanding, perhaps the best high school class ever, with Worthy and Dominique Wilkins and Isaiah Thomas, Sam Bowie and Ralph Sampson, Sidney Lowe and Thurl Bailey and Dale Ellis and Dirk Minifield. When I first saw Isaiah Thomas in an all-star game I played in, I was like, how is this little dude doing what he's doing? Ball handling, shot making, passing. I was like, my goodness. Then when I saw Ralph, this dude's 7'3", man, pulling up, pulling up off the dribble after he had raked the rebound and took it to the left and then pulling up from 20. I'm like, what the heck is this? You know, so yeah, there are guys, when you see them, you're like, oh my goodness. And it just has continued to ball. KD, Steph, you know, you can name LeBron combining just unbelievable basketball skill and savvy with an unbelievable athleticism and physicality. I mean, so yeah, there are a lot of guys when you see them, you're like, whoa, man, this is.
But I wonder, is Isaiah Thomas underrated because it seems like a lot of players don't like him? And he played for the Pistons and they didn't like the bad boy.
Yeah. I mean, again, you can't disconnect some personal feelings towards a guy in terms of how he'll be discussed, but the credentials are obvious. And I tell you, in conversations, barbershop talk, talk radio talk, when you start talking about dynamic, great, smaller guys, he's in the head of the class. I mean, he's on the short list of the roll call. I mean, there's no way to deny that.
Why are you going to put him on a? You put him on a short list. What are you doing? You can't put him on a short list.
No, he's one of the best players. But we that's part of it. I mean, again, Zeke was 6'1".
Yeah.
6'2". We're 6'1". But fantastic, man. Marvelous, marvelous player. And because I'm a little biased because he's part of my era and my high school class. And I got to see him up close in college and then a little bit in the pros. And then we had crossed paths in some high school all-star games. So yeah, he's clearly one of the great players of all time. And I do think sometimes he gets a little bit short riff because of how some people felt about him and those Detroit teams, but I'm sure he's reconciled that with a couple of championship rings and Hall of Fame. I'm sure he's fine with that. He's got a great place in the game's history, that's for sure.
How do you explain the Joker?
Oh, my goodness. I can't, other than he's marvelous to watch, man. You know, I just read an article not too long ago where they talked about somebody, I think George Raveling. Yeah, Coach Raveling sent me an article about how players from that part of the world have really made an impact on the game. There have been a number of great players come from there. How they all are trained, no matter how big they become, they're trained in basketball skills, all skills.
Footwork.
Shot making, footwork, handling the ball, passing. And that's the way they're taught the game from when they start playing. And if they end up being 6'10 or 7 feet or 6'9", they play a style that's beautiful to watch because it's so fundamentally sound. And man, he's, oh my goodness, he's a joy to watch. He's a ballerina with a body of an old school center. And man, it's he's amazing. So is Joel Embiid, for that matter.
Well, if you look at the best players in the game, they're not from the United States.
Great point, Dan.
Right?
Yeah,
Giannis, Luka.
Giannis. Yeah.
But do you go back? You had Dirk, but you had Manu. I remember Šarūnas Marcelionis was.
Yeah, Marcelionis
was one of the
Peja
first.
Peja Stojakovic.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the other guy too. Drazen Petrovic.
Yeah.
The great Drazen before his tragic early death.
There
were a number of guys that. But now it seems like there's more of a proliferation of them, but some of that is just more kids can see them and emulate them and aspire to that and make their mark too going forward.
What's it like spending the day or night with Barkley?
Oh man, it is such a treat, man. He's just such a genuinely good guy, first and foremost. And he's naturally funny. I mean, he's naturally funny. He's quick-witted, very, very sharp, knows the game, knows people, a successful business guy. I mean, he's a joy to be around. He's a joy to be around. There's a mutual respect we have, he and I and Kenny and Greg and Ernie and Seth, the whole crew, man. We have a great respect. But he's unique, man. There's just not many guys like him in terms of genuine humility, graciousness as a superstar celebrity, and great humor, naturally funny. And it's easy and fun to be around. And that's a gift. That's a gift.
Great talking to you again.
And always, DP. Always. Great. I look forward to it, man, whenever we get a chance to chop it up. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thanks.
I remember you trying to dunk when we went and did a game when we were working at ESPN. I think you got it over the rim. I think you actually – it was kind of a dirty snow dunk. It wasn't like clean white snow, but it was still legit.
It counts for white guys, though.
Oh, you're qualifying it.
Yeah. We call that a rub dunk.
Okay, thank you. I was looking for terminology. That's better.
Yeah, a little rub dunk. Because I remember we were shooting around. We were at UMass.
Yes.
And Midnight Madness.
When would that have been, Dan? That had to be like late 80s, right?
Well, Calipari was there.
Yeah. That was his first year there. I think it was like 89. Or 88, 89, or 90, right?
And he heard that I was dunking. He came out of the locker room, and he wanted. Yeah. He was like, I hear you're trying to dunk here. I said, I'm not trying. I'm dunking. Coach Cal. They might have had Camby that year.
I don't think he had gotten there yet. He was there in 96, so I don't think he had gotten there. That was well after us. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that might have been Cal's first year there.
Yeah. So I might have been one of the better players on the floor back then.
You could have been. Yeah, you very well could have been at that time. No doubt.
Great to talk to you again, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Clark Kellogg.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.